Sweet dreams. Sleep tight. Rest well. Night night. See you in the morning.
Keeping you company during these unsure times.
Radio provides comfort, entertainment, and support during these challenging times.
So were your services, were they canceled this weekend?
Yep. From last week, we didn't go to church, and this week coming, I don't think we can go back again.
Yeah, I'm going to work. If I get kind of diseased like that, I'm dealing with 56 people. I'm operation manager.
Right.
If I get the disease to my family, what am I going to do then?
Listen, you're hearing the power of radio. Radio is the original real-time instant electronic mass communication. It works under even the most dire circumstances. Radio informs, entertains, comforts, provides companionship, and it's free. In the time of the pandemic, a lot of what is coming through the radio is remarkable. Thank you, radio. I'm Paul Cross. This is Cross Talk, Media History, Commentary, and Analysis, Season 4, Episode 17. I'm often very critical of radio, you're likely aware. I've been doing radio for a long time, making radio, performing on some of the most historic radio stations in Canada. I've been teaching radio for a long time, and I've been studying and writing about radio since my teens. It has felt really strange going downtown in Toronto, the biggest city in Canada, to do a Friday night news shift on the radio in the early days of the pandemic state of emergency. The term ghost town is an accurate descriptor here. But I am so impressed with what is coming through the radio. To be fair, every radio station I've sampled is doing something special for its listeners, and I don't really want to dwell on examining specific stations today, but I want to point out some of the very important services that radio is providing. You've heard samples of some of those very late-night calls on overnight call-in shows. I was listening, thinking, what a cool move, when Bell Media News Talk radio stations across Canada dropped their overnight syndicated programming, imported as the state of emergency set in, and added new live call-in shows overnight because radio pros know that's what listeners need in times like this.
Keeping you company in unsure times, keeping you company overnight. That is what I'm here to do, and the phone lines are always open for you to chat with me. 1-877-518-5151 is the number to call. And I wanted to start things off on this Monday evening going into Tuesday morning simply by asking you, and it's probably a weird question to ask on the radio, but hey, how was your weekend? It was probably a very different weekend than what you normally would do, because you weren't supposed to go out. You weren't supposed to do shopping, unless maybe you're doing food shopping, and do that all at once and make your list and don't go back for days. That's the goal, is not to leave your house. So how did you kill that time?
Companionship and comfort, two of the really important services of radio. It's not just the individual listener who needs support. What about local business operators forced to shut down? What about businesses struggling to stay open, providing services governments consider essential? Listen how Jazz FM, a nonprofit radio station in Toronto, reaches out and offers to help essential businesses, even as its own fundraising activities take a hit because of the pandemic.
Jazz FM 91 is reaching out to local businesses that provide essential services in home delivery, food takeout, healthcare, and prescriptions to offer airtime at no charge to help get your message of assistance out to our community.
Radio is reaching out to listeners and letting them have their say, reaching out to business and trying to publicize services, and businesses are reaching out through radio. Yes, we can shake our heads now about the number of commercials saying things like, we are here for you, putting your safety first, and such. There's a hilarious compilation of video bits meticulously edited and collated from TV ads. You can find it on YouTube. But the first time I heard this radio commercial, it took my breath away. It was early in the morning, April 7th. I still think the very first time I heard it, it was what we call cold voice, no music or other sound in it. But here's the rest of that spot that starts this episode. I had no idea where it was going until its very subtle ending.
No matter how you say it, checking in on someone to say goodnight can go a long way right now. So before you turn in tonight, call a friend or a loved one and let them know you're thinking of them. Sleep well and stay well. Sleep Country.
I think that ad is brilliant. It has real impact, especially on a cold, dark morning at the peak of our adjustment to being told to stay home under the pandemic state of emergency. And in an unusual twist for an advertiser, the company does not use its long-standing audio signature, logo, jingle at the end of this spot. It's not the only company with a socially conscious ad, of course. I just think it's the best one I've heard and the first with such impact. We have a long way to go yet before we return to anything approaching our previous normal. But radio will help us at every step along the way. These are dark days, but radio is helping to bring some light. Thank you, radio. This is the final regular episode for the season, but we will meet again. This is Crosstalk. I'm Paul Cross. I study and I teach podcasting and radio.